Today's show is brought to you by Flip Flops. Remember, if you only shuffle your feet, they don't make the iconic noise.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Welcome back.
Welcome to the show.
Take time today to indulge in a sweet treat. It is National Vanilla Milkshake Day.
How about vanilla?
Let's get vanilla.
Beware. Possible brain freeze ahead.
We're celebrating the base of all milkshake creation.
Celebrate National Vanilla Milkshake Day.
Vanilla?
Oh, come on. Vanilla has girls' flavor.
No. Okay. Vanilla milkshake. Just a vanilla milkshake.
All right. Everybody in position. It's the 1980s era Lakers. And by that, I mean showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also available on the Alexa. How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, you simply enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can find our podcast on the Alexa. So we take the live show that we do mid-mornings, and we take all the segments that we've recorded, and then we repack it minus the music that we play on Radio 434, and we turn it into a podcast, and that usually drops around noon or so each weekday morning. We have a new show, a new episode for you, about 240-ish episodes per year. One every weekday, Monday through Friday, minus some time for a little bit of vacation. That would be nice. But anyway, so we take all those, and you can go back. It's kind of like our virtual time machine. You can go back and you can listen to all the episodes that we've done over the years that we've repacked into a full-length podcast. And bonus content, too. Like, for instance, Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, when they do an interview each and every Tuesday, we repack that as bonus content. And you can go back and listen to that. If you didn't get a chance to listen to it live, you can listen to it at your leisure anything you want. And those, the podcast has been very, very popular. It's actually one of the most listened to performing arts podcasts in the nation. We were ranked, at one point we were ranked the 113th most listened to performing arts podcast. Yeah, that week we beat Bette Midler, all right? Over this past year, the podcast listening has just exploded. So go back and listen to it anytime you want. What else? Oh yeah, you can watch our show segments on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. And coming soon, we're looking at July now. Coming soon, we've got a brand new app that's going to be dropping. And that will feature not only our live channel. Here, let me check these off with a sound. Here we go. Of course, it'll feature our live channel, and then it'll also feature links to each of the podcasts. Yeah, and then it'll feature our video content as well. You'll be able to find the live video when the show's live. And on demand, up to 30 days or so. And I think we're going to work on a system that'll allow you to go back through the archives. But that's probably not going to drop in July. But as we progress, you'll be able to, well, you'll be able to watch our test drive interviews from CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. You'll be able to watch our mic'd up pop-up concert series from Three Roads. And video content when we do our Noteworthy Music Challenge. Season 2 is coming this fall. So we got a series of open mics for that at Three Roads. So we'll talk about all that, but that'll be available on the app, the new app that's going to be dropping. Really, really exciting. Oh, yeah, and I didn't even mention where you can get the podcast in addition to the app. You can find the podcast on the Alexa device. All you got to do is say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and
hello!
She will. You can search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, pretty much everywhere you get your podcast. You can find the Mike Show VA. All right, coming up on today's program, let's check the listing here. Let's check what we've got going on. We should be getting a visit from your Lynchburg Hillcats. That's going to be coming up on today's program. Plus, Darius is going to be joining us from Lynchburg Community Market. And the ladies from Love Heals, they're going to be talking about a benefit concert that they're going to be putting on. They're not performing. They could, but they're going to be putting on a benefit concert, and we will learn all about it. And of course, you know, we've got your five random facts. We're going to get really smart. And because it's Friday, we're going to get even smarter-est with Nerd News this week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Plus, you know, not headline news and all the other stuff that we usually do. well, today is the first day of summer. So what can we look forward to? Well, pit stains, free ice cream, and the perfect thermostat temperature. We will talk about that. Plus our top list, top lies we tell ourselves on the first day of summer. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or theHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Hi, it's me, Summer. I just wanted to let you know I'll be in town this weekend. I don't want you to think I'm high maintenance or anything, but if we're going to be together for 3 months, there's going to be some changes. For instance, I need you to go to the store and pick me up some sunglasses, suntan lotion, swimsuit, sandals, shorts. Let me know if I'm going too fast. A new cooler, lawn chair, barbecue grill. You know what? I'll just make a list. Oh, would you also mind picking up a ski boat, ATV, and personal watercraft while you're out? I refuse to sit around the house. This is going to be so much fun. Until you run out of money, of course. Oh, and speaking of money, be sure to set aside $5,000 or $6,000. I like to take a week or two and just drive around. You know, maybe end up in Florida. Which reminds me, pick up a convertible while you're out. Oh, and a swimming pool. I can't wait to see you and possibly give you skin cancer. Bye.
Bye. It's the Mike Show. Yeah, today is the official start of summer, not the unofficial start, but the official start of summer, and it is the longest day of the year. And it also feels like summer across much of the U.S., including right here in Virginia. Here are a few summer plot lines that we're tracking. Most of the country is under a brutal heat dome right now. That's when the atmosphere traps hot air within a specific region, often with little cloud cover or wind. It's expected to extend into much of next week in a lot of places. A writer for TheCut.com did a big article on pit stains and how she's just a very sweaty person in general. She's always been embarrassed by it, but says she's embracing her pit stains this summer. She says, no more preventative measures, no more embarrassment. Bring on the sweat, baby. Let's see, Kroger is celebrating the start of summer by giving away 92,000 pints, free pints of ice cream. 92,000 because there are 92 days of summer. Well, when I was on 93.7, it was the 93.7 days of summer. You can download a coupon while supplies last. Go to freekroegericecream.com. That's all one word, no spaces. freekroegericecream.com. It goes live at noon Eastern today. 5 states cannot get in on it. California, Colorado, Louisiana, Tennessee, and Nevada. The New York Post wants you to know summer is open season for UTIs.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Or UTIs. A doctor explained urinary tract infections are more common in summer because... I just spit on myself. Because the combination of heat, humidity, and dehydration weakens your immune system. They're about 30 times more common in women than men. What is the best thermostat setting for the summer? An article in MarthaStewart.com says the ideal temperature indoors is 70 degrees. But if you want to save money and not crash the grid, I go for 69.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
That's not what I meant. According to if you want to save money, not crash the grid, the ideal setting is 78. Each degree above 75 saves about 3% on your energy bill. And finally, in a recent poll, summer is our favorite season. You might not agree when the temperature hits triple digits, but it ranked first with 32% of the vote. Spring is a close second with 28%, then fall 25%, winter 11%, and 4% don't have a favorite season. Now, I love fall, but I am not going to rush fall. And then what? Do it 3 weeks later, it's cold and it's rainy, and then it's snowy a little bit maybe, and then it's just gray, and then it's 28 degrees all February, and that just sucks. I am not going to rush summer along at all. Do we have this? Oh, we have a sponsor for summer. Now that it's summer, people shower a lot more. So here, listen to our latest sponsor.
Hey ladies, want to get as clean as a model in a TV soap commercial? Then get new shoulder soap. You've seen it in all the TV commercials. Women lathering up only their shoulder like this. It feels so good. So get the cleanest shoulders with new shoulder soap.
Hey, you've got really shiny shoulders.
Thanks. See what I mean? Shoulder soap. Not to be confused with men's chest soap.
No, absolutely not. All right, so that brings us to our top list. It is the first day of summer, as we mentioned. And if you're anything like us, you want this summer to be perfect, which is why you'll relate to anything on today's list. It's our top list today. Top lies we tell ourselves on the first day of summer. All right, here we go. Number one. I'm going to take advantage of the longer days to jog. Top lies we tell ourselves on the first days of summer. Now that I'm in my 40s, I'll wear an age-appropriate swimsuit. Well, not be me. Top lies we tell ourselves on the first day of summer. During our vacation, I won't ditch the family and drink in the hotel bar. Top lies we tell ourselves on the first day of summer. I'm not going to waste money on another Jurassic Park movie. Top lies. It's our top list today. Top lies we tell ourselves on the first day of summer. I'm going to end the 4th of July with the same amount of fingers I started with. I'm going to let the kids stay up later since they're out of school so we can spend more quality time together. Top lies we tell ourselves during the on the first day of summer, not during, on the first day. I'm never going to get drunk and make an ass of myself at barbecues. top lies we tell ourselves on the first day of summer. If I have to pee, I'm going to get out of the pool. It's the Mike Show.
Think I may need a kidney transplant.
Absolutely. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866. And please visit their website, freeclinicva.org, to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. It's the first day of summer. Summer, one of my four favorite seasons. Self-driving taxi service Waymo plans to conduct testing in Manhattan. They'll be specially programmed to hit the brakes when a New Yorker yells, "Hey, I'm walking here!" McLovin from Superbad turns 36 today. If you're wondering if he's done anything of note since then, the fact that we're still calling him McLovin from Superbad should tell you. Kroger is giving away 92,000 pints of ice cream to celebrate the first day of summer. Looks like we've gone from brat summer to fat summer. And a new Wonder Woman is in the works. To make sure people see this one, Disney's calling it Wonder Woman and Stitch. This is not headline news.
That's the Mike Show. Hope you're having a great, great day. Happy Friday, everybody. It is the Finally Friday edition. Looking at tower cam position number 4 at the river. It looks like the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory River right now with all that rain that we had yesterday. We will check. It's going to be another hot one today. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody because we can't afford one. All right. So, you know I love beer. There's no denying that. There's no question about that. And although I'm not a big fan of dynamic pricing, and I'll explain, Lucy, what we mean. Because we're combining beer with dynamic pricing because there's always something. It seems like that's code for, oh, you want this? Well, it's a little more expensive right now. Too bad you didn't want it earlier. Of course, I always want beer, and I want my prices to be, you know, consistent. But this is a concept that might be interesting. Maybe not to me, but there is a beer exchange bar in China.
Hello.
Hi. where the prices fluctuate according to demand in real time, like the stock market. It's supposed to be a fun thing. There's a large circular display in the middle showing the current prices, much like, you know, you were at a stock exchange. Rising beer prices are in red, falling ones are in blue. Prices can only fluctuate by 10% every day. So there can't be any serious market manipulation, to give you a rough idea. It's kind of like a buck up and down. On a weekly basis, the bar can adjust the prices around 20% to incentivize beer drinkers to try the less popular beers, while you might have to pay a premium to have the more popular brews. Interesting. I don't like it. I like my beer prices consistent. Go to Three Roads and you'll find out what we mean. Or Ballad Brewing in Danville. This portion of our broadcast, let's do this, is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year, funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way.
Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
Random
Facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, orcas are a natural predator of moose. Believe it or not, moose can actually swim slightly faster than Michael Phelps and can dive for food. So, all right. Number two, The Simpsons have been on TV for so long that Fox once moved it to Thursday nights to compete with The Cosby Show. See how that worked out for Bill Cosby. Number three, somebody patented the process for surgically turning an animal into a unicorn in 1982. Number four, Madagascar reportedly got its name when Marco Polo sailed there. Mistakenly, he thought he was in Mogadishu, Somalia. He misspelled Mogadishu so badly in his notes that it looks like Madagascar. Oh, here's Darius. Let's change the audio real quick to echo cancellation. And then there's Darius. There you go.
Jump right in.
Yep, there you go. Number five. Hot dogs may have gotten their name because people in the 1800s suspected that sausages were filled with dog meat. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
Random Facts. Yep.
It is the Mike Show. It's the what is today? Today's a Friday edition. Finally, Friday. Mr. Darius joining us from your Lynchburg Community Market. How's it going?
Other than craving a hot dog, I'm doing pretty good, Mike. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well as well. Today is the official first day of summer. officially. The longest day of the year. Well. Yeah. Also the longest day of the year. So this means all of those summer crops are going to be more summery. I don't know.
Peak summerness tomorrow. Yes.
Peak summerness.
One day only.
Yep. Peak summerness, and then it's all downhill from there. But no, but wait, there's more. There's so much that you can get at Lynchburg Community Market, all the produce and the meats and everything. But I'm going to let this man tell you all about it.
Absolutely. Well, Mike said we'll have our Saturday market going on tomorrow. On top of all the produce, we've got vendors who have meats. We have a full inside section full of artisan and craft vendors with tons of special gifts. It's going to be a scorcher all of this next week, it looks like. So when you're done shopping or you need a break from the heat, make sure you come on inside, get you a drink from any one of our shops to cool down. We got plenty of seating inside, so make sure you cool off, stay hydrated. We got a water fountain inside, but we hope you do come out and enjoy the sunshine and hang out with us tomorrow at our farmer's market.
Absolutely. And the Lynchburg Community Market is not just open during Saturday Farmers Market, but you have regular hours throughout the week as well.
That's right. We're open Tuesday through Saturday. So we have our lunch restaurants and shops and then our artisans gallery that is open all throughout the week. So come and see us. Come get a good bite to eat. There are so many wonderful smells in this building, especially on Friday as the vendors prepare their inventory and stock for Saturday morning. So I'm actually torn between which restaurant I want to go to get my lunch. So I might just do the old market smorgasbord and get one small thing from all of them.
Telling you, man, just take your tray. You can do it Blutarsky style, like an Animal House, and just hit every food vendor and just pile up the tray, and there you go.
Exactly. And in that process, I'm sure you'll hit all the food groups at some point by doing that. So
it's got to work for your diet.
It'll all taste good no matter what. So
it's Lynchburg Community Market, physically located on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg. Your parking lots are not affected by the construction. You've got a unique way to get in and out. Sure. There's plenty of signage, so do not be discouraged by a little bit of construction. You will have to take a detour on Commerce Street to get up to Lynchburg Community Market if you're coming from 29. If you're not coming from 29, you're fine. Exactly. Everything is fine. Everything is fine. And there's plenty of parking, plenty of free parking all around there. It has not detracted Lynchburg Community Market from having one of their best years ever. So get on down there and see why everyone is shopping at Lynchburg Community Market. And if you're new to town, if you're just visiting this weekend, this is a great place to start off or end your Saturday visit to downtown. Yeah.
And we'd love to see you. We were always getting new people in from out of town, and especially during vacation season, because I'll see the hats and sweatshirts from people from all over the country. Yep. So I do enjoy talking to all the people and them telling me how much they'd love to have something like this in their hometown. So definitely, if you're swinging on through, take advantage of it. And if you're a local, come out and support the small vendors, because like I said, there's a lot of things that we have here in our town that other people wish that we had. So don't take it for granted. Come out, enjoy, and support all the small businesses we have down at the market.
And one of the things that we haven't mentioned this in just a short while, the produce and the meats and everything that you, all the consumables that you can purchase from Lynchburg Community Market, not only are they local, but they are at their peak freshness. If you purchase at a grocery store or a big box store or whatever, who knows how long that stuff has been, you know, in a cooler
and refrigerated and all this stuff. But a lot of times when you get things from our farmers market, the farmers are harvesting it all today.
Yeah.
Putting their bins in their crates to bring to market tomorrow. Yep. So when you bite into it, you're getting it at its peak nutrient level, which is why a lot of people say you can taste the difference from products you get at the farmers market. Because when you get something from a big box store that's been shipped across the country and it's sat in refrigeration, a lot of that nutrient value has decayed by that point. So that's one of the huge perks of not only supporting local artists and local vendors and local farmers, but it also is a taste that you can tell the difference in.
Yep. And you guys have a bakery as well. So fresh baked goods right on site. You cannot beat Lynchburg Community Market. That's where we shop for as much as we can get without having to go out to a grocery store. And we really enjoy it. So, Darius, thank you so much for joining us each and every Friday. And thanks again for all you do.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mike.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show coming up. We are going to get so much more smarter with Nerd News. It's This Week in Science coming up.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition. That means Dallas is joining us from your Lynchburg Hillcats. How's it going?
It's going well. Good morning.
Good morning. You've got a bunch of big promotions with 4th of July coming up. And the team has been doing so well. How well have they been doing?
So Sunday, we clinched a spot in the postseason. Unfortunately, I wasn't here for that. I was at a wedding out of town. But my first year, we did the same thing. We clinched a spot first half in the playoffs. So it's all kind of downhill.
And were you at a wedding for that one too?
No, I was there for that one. So I got to experience the celebration that time. Okay. This time I only got videos and pictures.
Because I'm trying to narrow it down and identify what superstitious thing maybe, you know, you could be doing or should be doing to guarantee a playoff bid every time.
Dude, we got this. So we got this new guy in, Daniel. He's our merchandise manager. And since he got in, we've been playing incredibly. That's our superstitious thing now. It's hey Daniel, you're here to stay. Yep. You're at every game. You know, the rest of us can just head home. You know?
That's the secret sauce right there.
That's right.
All right. So where are the Hillcats at right now in the standings, and what do you have coming up game wise?
So right now we're still first place in the North. We're in Augusta right now. Okay. And then, so they're on the road for 2 weeks. So Augusta this week, next week, I believe they're going to Charleston, South Carolina. And then we'll be back for 2 weeks. We always generally have like 2 weeks, like that week of July 4th and either the week prior or the week after. Okay. So we're always here for 2 weeks during July 4th.
All right.
And it's nice because we generally play Salem on July 4th because they have they have a conflict with their fair. I believe it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's nice. So nobody's going to their game up there, so they're all coming down here to watch them. So it's Lynchburg fans, Salem fans. It's always a good time.
Tremendous. So speaking of the 4th of July, you guys have fireworks on the 4th. Talk about the promotions that are coming up.
Yep. So Thursday the 3rd, we're giving away a jersey. I think I have one. So we're giving away these.
Nice.
Yep. And then
those are cool. Those are super cool. Now that's not just a youth jersey. That's a.
This is adults. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's the adults' turn this time.
All right. Cool.
But so we have that on Thursday. Friday we have July 4th. We have the only fireworks show in Lynchburg on July 4th.
Okay.
And then Saturday, as to not compete with the city of Lynchburg, we have a day game, which will be really nice for us after finishing up July 4th. In that day game, we have a hat giveaway. We're giving away these guys.
Nice. Here, let me check that out. Oh, super cool.
Yeah, this will be up on my wall soon.
So. Okay. Well, I figured it would be up on your head.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I can't do the structured hats.
Oh, okay.
I have one of those, like, almost flat heads. So it's kind of got to just roll back. And there's only a certain type of hat that I can wear forward.
Right.
So that's my excuse.
Okay. But those will be available. And lots of stuff right up on the website. If you go to Lynchburg-Hillcats.com, you'll learn all about all the promotions, upcoming games. You can get your tickets right online or purchase the tickets right at the ballpark. Plenty of good seats. But I would encourage you to get your 4th of July tickets because they're going to tend to sell out. And especially with Salem coming up, there's going to be a lot of fans packing the ballpark. So you don't want to miss any opportunities. It would be incredible to have a sellout crowd at the Lynchburg Hillcats. But get your tickets. Yeah.
Also, make sure you get them through us. I mean, all these third parties for 4th of July, they start buying these up like months ago. So rather than having to pay triple the price, just get them from us or walk up to the box office. We'll have them. You can buy them at any point before the game. So,
yeah, absolutely. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Check the entire schedule. Check the promotions schedule and all of that. It's going to be a great 4th of July series. So get out to the ballpark. Dallas, well, congratulations again. First place and playoff action, postseason action is coming to the Lynchburg Hillcats. We're looking forward to that.
That's right. We're excited.
Absolutely. And you should be. Congrats again. It is the Mike Show coming up a little bit later on. We have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that. Thanks, Dallas.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's finally Friday edition, and hi there.
Hello.
We have the folks from Love Heals.
Yeah.
We got Courtney. We got Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Over there, and so first off, tell the peeps, you know, if they have not heard of you or heard about you yet. What is Love Heals? And then we'll talk about a benefit concert you have coming up.
Heck yeah.
Do you want to do it?
I'll do it. Okay.
No, all you.
We're a nonprofit based out of Lynchburg, Virginia. Our vision is to build a world where no one walks through hardship alone. And we do that by creating spaces for people to connect, celebrate, and support one another, specifically benefit concerts where 100% raised goes to individuals going through medical hardship, and we do coffee for caregivers as well. So trying to bring a well-rounded communal support space to the healing process.
Okay. And when did the organization get started?
2018, unofficially, was our first show for a friend of mine that had cancer, and then I paid for shows out of pocket until 2021. And then 2023 is when we, like, officially launched as a serious nonprofit, not just an expensive hobby.
So what was the catalyst, I guess? What started the whole journey into, hey, I want to do this, and I'd like it to be a nonprofit and really be different and help people?
Started the cat. Your hair is in the mic, Sarah. There you go.
Sorry.
Just wanted to let you know.
What was it saying into the sound?
Honestly, I tried to give the idea away to people because I was like, this could work for someone. And nobody really picked it up for some reason. So I don't know. I think I was confused about why people cared about it for a long time because benefit concerts happen all the time.
Yeah.
So it was trying to figure out what differentiates this. And I think some of it's just the connection to the story of knowing what it looks like to see a loved one sick and knowing what it means to have people listen and show up in a human way and less about, knowing the perfect way to handle the situation. And so anyway, I guess the real catalyst happened in 2023 when Sarah and Kyle West came on the board and kind of were like, is this going to be a hobby forever or is this going to be an organization? And helped me reframe that we could do more for people through this vehicle than just me paying for stuff out of pocket every once in a while. So
the difference being, for instance, if you have the cancer organization that raises funds for cancer research, cancer treatment, this, yours is more of a specifically this person is going through this hardship. So we are going to raise funds and awareness for this person.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, there's enough. We don't need to bring more awareness to cancer. At least we don't. Like, there's other organizations for that. Our job is to share the story. And we actually, as of recently, have redefined our audience, not so much the people we're supporting or walking alongside. Mm-hmm. They're our partner. And so who we're actually supporting is the audience who comes, because when we get to listen to someone's story of overcoming or fighting through terminal illness or chronic illness or pain or like all this types of human suffering, yeah, that inspires us to keep moving. So we actually are now looking at the audience as who we serve and our storyteller as our partner. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, with that, you have a benefit concert that's coming up. Let's mm-hmm. talk about that.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
We will.
Swiper,
thank
no
you.
Swiping. Sorry.
Enough. Yeah, tomorrow, June 21st at Oliver's on Rivermont, with headlining act The Waffle House Index and opening artist Caleb Merritt. We're supporting Beth Fox, who has... She has 14 diagnoses, 10 of which are rare. Okay. And we're going to help her with some house stuff that she fell behind on due to being hospitalized for how long?
She was in the hospital in January and fell behind on rare.
Yeah, so she was in the hospital for a little bit. Music kicks off at 8. And then we also have a VIP experience that starts at 7 for anyone who donates $50 or more, which includes...
Beth.
To Beth, not to us, but you can do both. You should do both. but that starts at 7, and it includes 10 free raffle tickets for some raffle packages we have later in the night, and $2 cocktails, and a Q&A session with the band, ourselves, and Beth.
Nice.
So I think it's going to be a good time.
So where is this taking place at?
Oliver's off of Rivermont.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The band Waffle House Index. And who's the opener again?
Caleb Merritt.
Okay. And that takes place again tomorrow, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. You can learn more by hitting up your social media, which is what?
Love Heals Official. Or check out our website events page. It's weareloveheals.org/events.
Okay. So in any given year, what are your plans for, is there a set number of benefit concerts and events that you plan to do, or is it just as the need comes?
Boy, oh boy. Isn't that a question?
That is a loaded question.
That's quite the question.
Okay. Well, we just turned 3 as an organization, so we are still figuring out our footing. But yeah. Oliver's is a really cool opportunity because it's showing us what it looks like to share story beforehand, mm-hmm. And get word out through video and through photo and through just more media versions of storytelling, and allows us to not ticket shows but allow them to be donation based at different restaurants. Okay. And so I think our goal next year is to package that into one a quarter in Lynchburg specifically.
Okay.
But for the rest of this year, we are actually launching a tour in the fall. So we are going on tour, and we'll be in 4 different cities throughout Virginia, and I think we're tagging on a couple others outside of the state, potentially. We're in the works talking about it.
Okay.
But we've been invited to Clemson, and we've been invited to Atlanta, Georgia. So we're going to figure that out and see what that looks like. But for sure, we're going to the four stops in Virginia on tour. Each night will be a different storyteller. We're bringing out a headlining band, and we'll be just partnering with different communities throughout Virginia.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was in attendance at the Oceanic concert that you guys had, which was just phenomenal.
So good.
The artists that join you are just top notch.
Yeah, we are grateful. They give their all. Like, they aren't just there to do a little thing. They're actually giving it 100%. Even our smaller artists that we work with, they give 100%. So we're very grateful for them.
Yeah, no, tremendous. So it is donation based. So you can just come on out. You don't need to purchase tickets in advance.
Nope.
Visit Oliver's. Tomorrow, between 8 and 10, you get there early enough to grab a good seat and a good table. Waffle House Index, and the opener again is?
Caleb Merritt.
All right. And that is tomorrow with the folks from Love Heals.
Yay.
Looking forward to hearing about your upcoming tour and all your adventures.
It's so fun. Me too. We'll keep you posted as we figure it out.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
That's going to be cool. It is the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brendan and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Nerd News. This week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Covering the most important news for your brains you may have missed. Here's a quick rundown for ye. On Wednesday, SpaceX exploded another one of its Starship rockets. Yeah. This time on the ground. They were prepping it for a routine static fire, where they run the boosters, but it's not supposed to leave the ground. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. In other space news, Honda landed its own reusable rocket. That's the story. They landed their own reusable rocket. So now we're gonna be running Hondas to the moon or wherever. There is up to a 40% chance of a ninth planet. Now, okay, there was a 100% chance of a ninth planet a couple decades ago because Pluto, in my opinion, is still a planet. But no, not according to the experts. So they're calling it Planet X. And they say it's hiding in our solar system. The European Space Agency hopes to have a base on Mars by 2040. And the night sky just got a new star, but it's only temporary. A faint star in the constellation Lupus went supernova, making it 4 million times brighter. But it's so far away, you can still barely see it with the naked eye. In health news, researchers at Northwestern came up with an algorithm that makes fitness trackers more accurate for people who are obese. The bigger you are, the more calories you burn. But most fitness trackers don't factor that in. And then, finally, in optics, a team in Scotland. And if it's not Scottish, it's crap. A team in Scotland was able to detect light passing through an entire human head for the first time.
Huh?
And they say it could open new doors for brain imaging. Full disclosure, it was my head, so it probably shouldn't count. Just shining a flashlight from one ear to the other. Just kidding. Anyway, and that's Nerd News this week in science. All right, coming up, we have sounds, and we are going to lovingly place those sounds within your ear holes. I think you'll like it. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Okie dokie doo. Let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Maybe not. Who knows? Let's go to viral videos. During yesterday's game at Wrigley Field, a batter lost control of his bat, and it went flying into the protective net on the first base side. It got stuck about 10 feet high. So, a brilliant fan in the front row climbed up to snatch the souvenir. His gain would quickly turn into pain. Here's the play-by-play.
1-0, look out. Oh, boy. Cheerio, out of the way. Sal Frelick, and it's stuck. Sir, be careful, please.
No, easy now, fella.
Sir! Now he's a hero.
He's being ushered out.
No! I mean, he got excited.
Can't be climbing the fence.
You can't throw him out for that, can you?
Yeah, you can. All right, let's see. There's a trend this summer of people putting jalapeno peppers in their Sauvignon Blanc. Here's Gage Briney on TikTok talking about the dangers of it.
It's too good, and you'll end up drinking two bottles. I started out on my back porch, as I always do, and I drank a bottle in about an hour, and then ran to my couch and put more of those little jalapenos in my wine and got absolutely crazy and Tina turnt, okay? It made me want to go to a club and twerk. Okay, I don't need to be in no clubs twerking, but that's what's going to happen to you if you drink the Sauvignon Blanc with those peppers in them.
All right, let's see. The National Weather Service has put out a warning in areas with extreme heat to avoid coffee. They say it can make you dehydrated in the heat. They also say to avoid meals in high protein, meals with high protein, alcohol, and leaving children and pets in cars. Here's...
I think you've had enough coffee.
Yeah, probably. Let's see. Save that for stupid criminals. This one isn't a criminal offense. Was it just a mistake? So we're going to play this one. In Detroit, a county worker was overpaid $1.6 million. Apparently, it was a clerical error, and their employee ID number was put in the spot that their hourly wage should have been. Here are Wayne County officials talking about the mistake.
I'd be very concerned about what's happening with payroll in the county. Certainly, that's incredibly big mistake.
Sometimes things slip through the cracks. They shouldn't.
No excuses for it. That kind of thing can't happen. I think there are a lot of errors that went on. What I can tell you is there are multiple fail safes, theoretically, built into the system, and at least three of those didn't work.
Now, the employee, who has worked for the county for more than 20 years, alerted her supervisor the following day and began the process of returning the seven-figure sum. Two people got fired for their mistake. Let's see. Are we going to a comedian? Yes, we are. All right. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Now that it is officially summer, here's comedian Jim Gaffigan on how much we love it.
Because there's an expectation of fun during summer. In winter, we discuss summer with such reverence. In January, you'd think we were talking about a family pet that passed away. Remember summer? I miss summer. I have photos of summer. That's when we were a happy family. Summer's presented as a vacation. It's like a 3-month vacation for nobody but children. And who doesn't deserve a few months off after the rigors of kindergarten? I have 5 young children. During summer, they lounge around like they've just returned from fighting ISIS.
Third grade was a beast.
Summer vacation does kind of set up an adulthood of disappointment. That first job, you're like, I have to go to work in July? What is this, Russia?
All right, that's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and maybe vigorously give it a tug and keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get more stupider to wrap up your Friday broadcast. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or theHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local,
global,
radio
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Dot News. Fascinating crimes like this may become a thing of the past now that people are holding on to less physical cash, especially change. Police in Nebraska are searching for the thieves who stole a person's vacation fund from their home last week. One of them entered through the back door and allegedly stole $200 worth of cash from a dresser, along with $3,000 in quarters, which were being saved to pay for a vacation. That's a lot of quarters. That's 12,000 quarters, by the way. A security camera captured two people and a dog in a gray Scion TC leaving from an alley behind the home. The other thief was apparently just the getaway driver. It's unclear what role the dog played, if any. The thieves might have known the victim was hoarding quarters because the guy who entered the house successfully deactivated some security cameras first. And this is why you always keep your vacation fund in pennies. 12,000 quarters. That's 300,000 pennies. Anyway, there's good news in the world. And we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Workers at the Pittsburgh International Airport helped track down a diamond that fell out of a woman's engagement ring on Friday the 13th. It happened when her hand got pinched between her suitcase and a baggage carousel. Luckily, they found it. Here's the woman that lost her ring, April Schmidt, and the airport workers telling the story.
As I went to retrieve my bag from the carousel, my hand got stuck between the suitcase and the edge of the carousel. It pinched my hand, so I pulled my hand back really quickly, and I looked down, and my ring was without a diamond. I came in and I immediately started looking all around.
Two paint sticks taped together, scraping dirt from underneath the carousel. That's how they actually found it.
Literally, my jaw dropped. I was ecstatic. It's like I just couldn't get to the airport quickly enough.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Tonight, it is part of the Radio 434 concert series. Come on out and join us at the Music Hall, 722 Commerce Street in downtown Lynchburg. It is the Koba Pult Tour. Catapult City and the band Koba will be playing at Music Hall tonight. Doors are at 7. Show is from 8 until 10. You can get your tickets by visiting academycenter.org. Get your tickets because they are going fast. But there's plenty of space, so get your tickets now. Visit academycenter.org for this incredible night of music. Two great local indie rock bands. You do not want to miss this. It's Catapult City and Koba tonight at Music Hall, 722 Commerce Street. I am your MC, and I'll be there as well. So come on out and see me. It's all part of the Radio 434 concert series. All right, well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow. No, we're back on Monday, as a matter of fact. It's the weekend. Wait, I forgot to hit that. You know, we're so rushing to get out of here that I failed to hit that button. Anyway, take two. All right, we are back Monday with the show. Come see us tonight at Music Hall. See ya.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Go away. Go away.
Now, where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao!
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, I die a little
Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Every time we say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes? The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.